It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Back in January, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald, left that agency after reports of financial ties to tobacco companies. Well, this week, the Department of Health and Human Services announced her replacement. It's Dr. Robert Redfield. Now, Robert Redfield is a longtime HIV and AIDS researcher and physician, but his appointment is drawing some scrutiny to work he conducted during earlier parts of the AIDS epidemic. Sheila Kaplan is a public health reporter for the New York Times.
Dr. Redfield has been researching HIV, AIDS for over 30 years. He's also been working on policy, especially AIDS policy in the military. And he's very well known and in most quarters, very highly regarded for his work in the U.S. and in Africa and Haiti. I think some people who have worked with him in the past have very long memories, and there was an incident back in the early 90s that still troubles some of the people who worked with him then.
Let's talk a little bit about that incident in the 90s. Robert Redfield was accused of scientific misconduct over exaggerating results of a HIV vaccine trial. He was cleared, but people still think it's a blight on his record.
Yes, the military investigated Dr. Redfield for allegedly cherry-picking his test results. And by that, I mean picking out the people who did very well to make the treatment vaccine look like it was a sure thing. And some of his colleagues working at Walter Reed at that time, they felt that he was giving the public false hope for a treatment vaccine that was not yet proven. And in fact, it never did go on the market. It never did work. The allegation was that Dr. Redfield knew that it really wasn't as good as he made it sound. I talked to a couple of the people who investigated the case back in the 90s, and the people I spoke to still believe that Dr. Redfield got off too easily and that he should have been censured publicly for scientific misconduct, which the military did not do. All they did was have one of the papers corrected and suggest that he not work as closely with a certain conservative health group that he was working with at the time. And he moved on, and everyone moved on, but investigators have long memories. And one of the investigators I spoke to, Dr. Hendricks, felt that since Dr. Redfield had never apologized or acknowledged that he did anything wrong, you know, they should all still be concerned about his ethics. Many, many other colleagues and patients believe that he is terrific and that his work in AIDS has helped get rid of the stigma and that he's helped many patients have long, healthier lives.
What about Robert Redfield's positions now in the areas that CDC is responsible for?
In terms of vaccines and needle exchanges, Jesse Milan Jr., who's president of AIDS United, said that Dr. Redfield called him to tell him that he would embrace the group's goals and that he would support needle exchanges for drug users to prevent the spread of HIV through dirty needles. And he also would back their PrEP, which is the use of an anti-HIV medication to prevent getting the virus. In the past, he's made some comments about condoms not being sufficient protection, and people in the AIDS community have interpreted that as him being against condoms, and they've been upset by that. But he seems to have dialed that back.
Sheila Kaplan, public health reporter for the New York Times. Sheila, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.